Thank you, Pastor James, for inviting both Jasmine and myself to run this session this evening. We always want to remain healthy in life, and all of us make sure that we exercise, we take the right food, and we take the supplements, and we try not to get sick. I think that is a common goal in everybody's life, to make sure that we all stay healthy. And I believe that, just give me a second, yeah. I believe that we,
yeah. All right, yeah. Yes.
And I believe that we all need to stay healthy. And I just want to say that we all need to remain emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, physically healthy. And the Lord has done some marvelous work in our life, in my life, as far as physical healing is concerned. And it's always a challenge to remain healthy, not just to be healthy, but to remain healthy. And the same goes for our spiritual life. And I believe that if the church will have healthy Christians, then it will be a healthy church. And when we have a healthy church, we are strong. When we're healthy, we're strong. And we can really make an impact in other lives and influencing and changing other lives. So this evening, I'm just going to allow Jasmine to share most of it because she has been involved in quite a lot of counseling, dealing with inner healing and freedom. And there's a marvelous theme that is given to us, inner healing and freedom, because when we are free, deep inside our spirit, you know, we will have the strength and the power to really live for God. But just as 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, I'm just going to read this as our foundational scripture, knowing that it is God's will and God's purpose for us to be healthy. And this is in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it goes on to verse 24, which is really powerful. It says, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it, which means he will keep us blameless. And it is on our part to know how to be kept healthy and blameless until the Lord comes. And there are very powerful scriptures that will help us tonight as you open your heart. And there's nothing more fulfilling and more powerful than to live a life that is really spiritually, emotionally healthy in the Lord.
The Message Bible makes it very plain, where it says that may God make you holy and whole. And I know that GOC, your team has been whole. What's the word?
Wholeness in Christ,
that's right. Wholeness, and then wholeness in spirit, soul, and body. And this is God's desire for us. And we have actually seen many testimonies of people who have been like the picture there in the cage. They have been caged in by anger, by emotional trauma, and they cannot forgive people that have hurt them. So they have locked themselves up in this with the chains of unforgiveness and bitterness. But what happened is that they become an emotional wreck, and they have not able to live a full life. So today I just want to share with you together to how we can experience inner healing and freedom from bondages. In the next slide, you'll see that Peter, we are on the series of healing miracles of Jesus, right? And so in conjunction with that, you'll find that Jesus actually heals, and not only just heals, but he also does the inner healing. For example, in this Luke chapter 5, where the story of the paralytic man and how his four friends let him down through the roof. You know, instead of just saying be healed, Jesus said to him, your sins are forgiven you. So before he actually healed him, he actually talked about, he looked at him and he saw the inner man, the inner, the heart of this man. And he knew what it was, but didn't really don't know what is the exact sin. But Jesus forgave the sin. Many times, many of us have problems with our inner man, or we need inner healing spirit because we harbor, all right, sin, and we refuse to let it go. So we see Jesus actually performing this miracle of forgiveness of this, and then the paralytic man was healed. He said, get up, you know, rise, get up and take up your mat and walk. And the next slide, we see another example of how Jesus healed a woman who could not straighten her back. This is Luke chapter 13. But before Jesus healed her, he said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. So he first set the woman free from being bound by a spirit for 18 years. Now, we don't know what bound her. What was it? But then he put his hands on her and immediately she straightened up. So there was a demonic spirit, but first of all, he set her free, then healed her physically. So the physical and the spiritual were all connected and linked. But what, there are some issues that actually bind us, just like this woman was bound. In the next slide, we see some of the issues that can bind us. All right, Peter? What are some of the issues that can bind us? One of it, the first one,
next slide
is past emotional trauma, which leaves painfully haunting memories. All right, we have actually ministered to a woman whose son was killed in an accident. And he was actually one of the youth members, and they had, and he, together with a group of young people, were returning from a youth camp. But in the driver of the van was a youth leader who was feeling sleepy and drowsy. And in that night driving, he crashed into a tree. And you know, the van caught fire, and the young boy was killed. Okay, he eventually died in the hospital. But the mother, this was her only son. So it was very, very tragic and painful for her. And she could not let go of this pain in her heart, and she could not forgive the youth leader whom she blamed for killing her son. And at the same time, the youth leader was feeling guilt and condemnation and blaming himself. So there was two of these things going on in the church. It was very painful. And you know, Pastor Ron and myself and another pastor took this woman and this youth leader. Yeah. We took them to Port Klang, NG, where you were, and took a fishing boat. And at that place, we actually did a reconciliation act where she took one of her son's favorite shirt and his ashes, and she released it into the sea. And then at the same time, the young man came and knelt down and asked her for forgiveness. Mm. You know, and you know, she see them hugging each other, and she was receiving him as a son.
Yeah.
And he kind of adopted her as his mother. It was such a tear-jerking incident, but to see them being healed of that painful memory and that blame and condemnation, and to see that reconciliation taking place, is a miracle.
Amen.
Of inner healing. And I believe that this can happen. Jesus is here to heal today. And the other issue that can bind us is prisoners of worry and anxiety. Pastor Ron was telling you on Sunday morning how I was walking with a girl for an hour around the park, and she was filled with anxiety to the point that she was experiencing pain and pulling pain in her face and her neck. That she went to see the doctors, and doctors could find nothing wrong. And she said that it's actually an anxiety attack. But she could not understand. But as I began to pray with her, and ask the Holy Spirit, she can review things from her past that had caused her to be so fearful and anxious. And she was also, because of the lockdown, she was locked down in Taiwan for 2 weeks in hotel, and coming back to Melbourne, locked down another 2 weeks. She was terrified, you know. So this, she became a prisoner of worry and anxiety. And then the other one is depression and self-pity. This actually was a real incident of a young girl in Melbourne who was bullied by her schoolmates. She is a newcomer from Malaysia, and settling in the school, she was actually bullied. And because of that bullying, she retreated. She was angry, but the anger was an anger turned inward. She didn't know how to respond or how to get back at the girls or the boys who bullied her. And so it led to many years of depression. And she dropped out of college, dropped out of school. But thank God that today, through many months of counseling her, you know, she has found a job with a very good company in auditing and accounts. And she got a job with a very good company. You know, it's not hopeless. This, the issues that can bind us can be healed in the name and through a process of releasing and letting go and allowing the healing power of Jesus to work in us. The next slide, you will see other issues such as irrational anger and rage. Now, if you are one person that reacts, you know, we call it OTT, means over the top kind of a reaction to something very innocent. Somebody may just say a remark and you just, you know, get so upset and angry because that triggered a memory in you about something that happened in the past. So we need to watch out for some of these symptoms that can actually open the wound in your life. It means it has not been completely resolved or forgiven. So that is one issue that you may need to seek inner healing from. Another issue is food. You know, people who are anorexic or bulimia, they cannot eat or they cannot stop eating. Some of us, we cannot stop eating. We may not know whether that's an inner healing case or not. Or just because the food is too good. All right. So anyway, and the other case is a bit obsessive, compulsive to a point that you must be perfect. And that causes such stress in your life. You cannot carry on and function normally. You need medication to calm you down. That is actually, I'm dealing with another boy who is in this condition. Then there are people who are imprisoned by fear and panic attacks. So to a point that they cannot control themselves. They just go in frantic and go into a frenzy. All right, this is some issues, and there are many more. But let's look at the next slide, where you look at the picture of the fruit. It's a very bad fruit here. But the fruit is only the physical manifestation. But the root cause, as you go down to the root, you'll find that there is actually a deeper problem. You know, we had a plant one time, and we didn't know what happened. The plant started to wither and shrivel. And when Pastor Ron pulled out the plant, we realized the roots were all rotten and eaten up by some bugs. So sometimes it could be a deeper inner issue. Yeah. But the fruit and what are the symptoms you are manifesting is only the external. Yeah. But there is a inner healing. So the Bible talks in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, where it says, there is a get rid of the poisonous root of bitterness. Mm. Sometimes root, you cannot see it. It's under the ground. But the root can spread. You know, like lalang in Malaysia, it spreads. The roots are really, really fast. And before you know it, the whole garden is full of weeds. It's like that. If we don't nip it in the bud and catch it, and it will spread and you become a real snare to your life. It will defile you. It will trouble you, the Bible says. Get rid of it, okay? Let's remove it. In the next slide, we talk about who needs inner healing. All right. So like I say, you cannot find anything medically wrong and you are experiencing no relief from medical treatments like drugs or even prayer or counseling, it could be an inner, deeper issue of unhealed inner wounds. Mm. All right, let's look at what is the purpose of inner healing. The inner healing is actually intended to help people find freedom from the emotional aftermath of harmful or traumatic experiences. Many people carry wounds from their past into the present. For example, like having a thorn, a splinter at the bottom of your foot. You, and it's not taken out, what will happen is that you will constantly limp, all right? Limping, and you walk through life limping because there's a thorn at the bottom of your foot. Mm. And whenever you put your foot down, it hurts. So what do we need to do? Remove that thorn or the splinter. Do you get the picture now? All right, let's look at the next one, where we have, what is the source of inner healing? This is your part.
I think we have come to a point where we realize that there are limitations to medical treatment, psychological treatment. While some of it may be helpful to a certain extent, yet we recognize now that there is a power beyond natural power, and that is the power of the Lord. I have worked in my early years, 4 years in a rehab center, just staying there, working with many who have been addicted to heroin and drugs and alcohol. And I've seen how the power of God has actually set these people free from a lot of bondages and a lot of even demon possession. And there is constant deliverance taking place. And we have seen for ourselves how some of these people have been completely changed and turned around by the power of God. So there is a power, a higher power that we can call upon. And Jesus, when he was starting out his ministry in the scripture, he read from the book of Isaiah, and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, announce release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed by tragedy." And we thank God Jesus not only died, but he rose from the dead, and he has sent the Holy Spirit to actually empower the church to release the anointing, to heal brokenness, to heal society, humanity, especially if they are poor in spirit, they're brokenhearted, and they need a healing in both spiritual, emotional, mental, physical. You know, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is here, present with us in the power of the Spirit to actually bring deliverance. And once you know the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free, all right? And the Spirit of God, the work of the Spirit of God is actually to come against the forces of evil, the darkness, just as Jasmine has shared one of the cases in which Jesus healed the woman that was bent, you know, because she had a spirit that bound her, that was a demonic spirit. And in other cases, it could be a case of unforgiveness in a person's heart, and the person needs forgiveness. So you will find that whatever it is, whether it is a demonic spirit or whether it is an emotional need for healing or forgiveness, yet it is the work of the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Spirit, that can set individuals free from all kinds of bondages and those that need healing inside their hearts.
Yeah. But how do we become captives, and how do we become oppressed? In the next slide, you'll see the word strongholds. Strongholds are, can you please read this verse?
"For those who live in the world do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ."
Okay, so these strongholds are the one that is actually holding us captive, and we need to demolish them, because these strongholds have become arguments in our life that we set up and we believe that we can't forgive a person because of our own, we feel it's not fair, all right? It's not just. And so, but these are thoughts that are contrary to the purpose and the will of God. So what you need to do is we take captive these thoughts to make it obedient to Christ. Instead of they keeping us captive, we take them captive. All right. So next slide, we see that the word stronghold actually means prison, translated in Greek as prison. So a spiritual stronghold is more than just sin. It is actually a bondage. All right. So next slide. Examples of strongholds are bitterness or unforgiveness. You think of revenge or you feel hatred towards another. You often you are angry and you feel resentful. So this bitterness, unforgiveness becomes a stronghold in your life, which needs to be demolished. Mm. All right. Then, but you have to be willing to see it as a stronghold. And then obsessive worry or fear is you're worrying to the point it steals your joy. And it, like for example, it can even cause migraine. All right. And then jealousy to the point that you're constantly checking your husband's phone, constantly, you know, thinking that why is he late or he's with someone else. If jealousy becomes an addiction. Then there's lust. The next slide, you find what is, look at the process of inner healing. Now, inner healing is to bring emotional and spiritual healing and freedom from bondages. There are three steps here, which I've tried to break it down to make it simple. The first step is we need it to be revealed. We need to reveal what is the root cause of that bondage. The root cause, and then I will describe it in detail in the next slide, okay? But next on now is the reveal. Secondly, we repent of the wrong belief and behavior. And thirdly, we replace the lies that we have believed in with the truth of God.
Yeah.
Okay, next slide, we will talk more about revealing. Well, in order to reveal, we need to invite the Holy Spirit's power to work in us to help us reveal and overcome spiritual strongholds. Sometimes you're not even aware. All right, so we need the Holy Spirit's discernment. And since they are spiritual, they must be fought in a spiritual state. Right? Do not try to just use your mind. All right. And then once we has been revealed, we need to acknowledge that God, I have built a stronghold in my mind. And I've admitted to God. Next slide. Yeah, the door for spiritual attack in our life is opened both by the sins we commit and the sins committed against us. This can include involvement in the occult, deception, bitterness, rebellion, pride, habitual sin, and generational sin. So this door was actually left open. We actually open it. Sometimes we, in our anger, we have opened the door and Satan has put his big fat foot in there. So we didn't close it completely. Before you know it, he slowly inch, and got his own whole body inside there. And it begins to control your mind and your emotions. The next slide, we'll see that the next step is then, what is the next step? After we have revealed what it is and God has revealed to you in your, and what are the lies have you listened to, believed in, and acted upon? For example, these are three very common lies. When I counseled a young man who couldn't forgive his parent, these are the reasons he gave me. So I forgive him, he will hurt me again. Well, secondly, he said, by holding on to my anger, I can punish the one who offended me. And thirdly, this offense is extremely bad or blatant or shocking. I cannot forgive. There's been lies. These are lies that you actually think, it sounds just. It sounds fair, but it is contrary to what God commands us. He says, forgive one another. If not, the Father in heaven cannot forgive you. It is for our own good. It is not so much for the person you're forgiving. It's actually the toxin is inside you. When you hold on to the unforgiveness, you're actually destroying your own self. All right. Then next one. Yeah, you want to take the next one?
Go ahead.
All right. We need to repent from giving Satan a foothold in our thought life. Not a foothold in Ephesians chapter 4. Paul says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. In other words, a foothold is something that he can step on and he can from there launch an attack, a greater attack, a deeper attack into your life. Or it's like when you're actually climbing a mountain, a foothold is something you put your foot in, steadies you. It's a platform for him to go higher in your life and go further. So we do not realize that when we actually actually hold on to our anger, and we thought that I am justified, I have a right to be angry, he doesn't deserve to be forgiven, you are actually giving one step for the devil to move closer and into your life. And then the next one, what do we do and repent? We repent of the sin that has invited the stronghold. So from the foothold becomes a stronghold. You understand? If the foothold you build up and it becomes a stronghold where it's harder and harder, become a fortress, it's harder to demolish. So we need to proclaim in the power of Jesus to break the stronghold. It's proclaiming with your mouth and that the stronghold must fall. Next slide. Next slide is to replace. After we repent, we replace. We replace each lie. Confess the lie that you have listened to. You have dwelled upon it. You have believed on it. You've acted on it. Now you have to do the other way around. We listen to God's word. We dwell on his word, on his truth. We believe on it and we act accordingly to the corresponding truth. It is more powerful than Satan's lies. Jesus declared in John 8, verse 32, it is the truth that will set you free. Right? Example, let me just give you an example of replacing. Remember how Peter denied Jesus. Next slide, Peter. Peter, it's about Peter. fear made Peter deny Jesus. It is actually sometimes we understand that in a place, in a time and place where you can feel that the pressure of people can make you do things that you will regret later. In this way, fear made Peter said, "I don't know Jesus," and when a cock crow three times, so we denied Jesus three times, right? Jesus understood the pain of failure. And he did a deep healing work on Peter. You know how what he do? He replaced the three denials of Peter with his three affirmations, where he says, "Peter, do you love me?" And then he restored Peter to fellowship with him and to ministry for him. You know how he did it, right? You love me, Peter. And Jesus, Peter says, "You know I love you." Painful, very painful for Peter to say it. And then he says, "Feed my lamb, feed my sheep," right? And then tend to them, my lamb. It is actually replacing how he replaced the failure of Peter with three affirmations. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I think it's so important for us to firstly recognize what are the issues, what are the areas that we ourselves need to be set free from. Mm. If it is an issue of hatred, unforgiveness, then we need to really ask the Lord for help and hear the soft, gentle voice of the Spirit of God that comes through the Word, assuring us that hate can be replaced by love and unforgiveness can be replaced by forgiveness. And condemnation can be replaced by freedom. So areas of our lives that we feel that we have failed, or those that we have helped or helping, areas where they need help. When we think of those areas that need to be set free, think of the opposite, the affirmative part of it. And that's why Jesus said when he came to give life and life abundantly, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is the thief. and he wants to destroy every life if he can. But the life that Jesus comes, when he uses the word life, it means Zoe life. Zoe life is different from bios. Bios is biological, which is physical life, all right? But Zoe life is a divine life in the Greek understanding, and it's a life that is within us, God's life that is placed inside us, and it grows from inside us, and is very powerful. Once we open our heart to the devil, he comes in, he puts a foothold, he destroys us. But once we open our heart to God, God comes in and he removes everything the devil is doing and replaces it with Zoe life, all right? And that's where the healing begins to take place. I still remember there was a case where this girl was actually raped by her stepfather. And when the pastor asked us to help her, you know, when we first met her, she was cold. She doesn't want to look at us in the eyes. She doesn't want to talk. She just was deeply hurt, very deeply hurt. And then I remembered how she actually came and stayed with us, and we, Jasmine, and together with another church sister working for the Lord, ministered to her every day of her life. And then finally, you know, she would follow us to church, but she would just sit alone at the back by herself, just refuse to mix with anybody. She was in deep pain. And then one day I noticed that she was taking the songbooks. We were using songbooks then. And she started to take the songbook to set, you know, put the songbook on every chair. And that was the initial sign of her coming out of her shell and her pain and hatred and unforgiveness. And it took her almost 3 months just to sit in the church, listen to the word, listen to the worship, and listen to the prayers of God's people. But finally, there was a breakthrough. You know, finally, there was a breakthrough. And I want to say this, that sometimes we may not see the results overnight, but if we persevere, if we continue to really pray, continue to fast, we may not see the results immediately, but in due time, as long as we are releasing the truth, the word of God, the scripture, listening to the scripture and releasing it to people to hear it, the breakthrough will come. It's a matter of time, because the devil cannot stand the truth that is constantly being thrown at him, all right? The truth will always prevail, and the love of God will always prevail. So as God's people, we must not give up. We need to see those that are hurt by the enemy, and we need to take on a more aggressive stance by reaching out to them, praying and telling them the truth, and constantly praying that there will be a breakthrough. And all it takes is just one life to be saved, one life to be set free. And then you will find that you will touch many, many other lives. To cut the whole story short, this girl was completely healed, went on to marry a handsome young missionary. And today, they and the family are in mission field. There are no words to describe what God can do, you know, to a person that needed this kind of healing. Replace all of that pain with the healing love of Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in psychology or in counseling, we learn that we need to replace every negative stroke that the person has experienced. We need to replace it with at least nine positive strokes to replace the negative stroke. And so with her life was that she experienced many, many positive strokes of love through the church, through our lives. And the other thing was that, you know, at her wedding, you wouldn't believe, she actually allowed her stepfather, who had become a Christian, had been rehabilitated from drugs, allowed him to walk her down the aisle and give her away. You would have thought, you know, that is so highly impossible, but her heart was healed to the point that she can forgive the man who had hurt her so much. All right, so that's what we do. Is next slide is what we need to do now is to open that place of hurt to the Lord, and we invite His loving presence to come into that memory, come into that loss, to come into that hurt, Lord Jesus, and work Your healing in my heart. Now this takes time, okay, for the person to do that, to experience that loving healing touch and flow of an ointment coming into that loss, feeling it is replacing that loss with the fullness of his presence, of His love. And when we allow ourselves to open up and allow Jesus to heal us, then what happens is another next slide is another thing to do is James 5 says to confess your sins to one to another that you may be healed. Or we can find another believer to confess your stronghold. All right, these steps can bring your sin out of the dark and into the light. Talk to someone you trust to pray with you, someone you won't feel shame or worried that you'll tell someone else. Right. Then you replace that void in your life with Jesus. Spending time in His Word, memorizing Scripture is one helpful example to replace, all right, the lies that you have been exposed to. And the last slide, we have a prayer that I would like everyone to pray together. All right, can we do that together? 1, 2, 3. Holy Spirit, I submit myself to You. And ask that You reveal to me where I have made myself vulnerable to demonic oppression. It is the desire of my heart to recognize and destroy footholds and strongholds that evil spirits may have established in order to influence my thoughts and actions. I repent of my sinful beliefs and replace them with Your truth. Thank You for forgiving and healing me in Jesus' loving name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. The last slide is the conclusion. Remember to remind you that God desires us to be spiritually, physically, and mentally free. May God, who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.